there's so many bullets. Well, there are not too many, but there are a few people out through this hard working their tails off. I know in state particularly having to work with some of those foreign relations kind of people, what a horrible experience it was. And it served so much that I really never get a chance to see, you know, and I see the secretary, and I see Alex Johnson, and I see Earl, and I never see anybody else. You know, unless they're there, I was on occasion, like, and so forth. But I do want you to know that your work was noticed and appreciated. You did an enormously impressive job. And I know how you were able to not only retain the confidence of the State Department people, which is at the same time be loyal to the White House, which is hard. So we appreciate it. I'm sorry to see you leave.
Well, Mr. Secretary, I'm very sorry to leave. And you know, had I not this commitment to go back and take over this center at Georgetown, I would not be leaving.
That's a very important
Admiral Arleigh Burke and I helped get that started in 62. And Arleigh is retiring, so I must do this.
How old is Arleigh?
Arleigh is 72. And
Arleigh Burke is 72.
But he is still going at 31 knots, so he's great. But he just didn't, if I wasn't coming back, he didn't want to be left with the financial responsibility of the Center for the Center.
We want to help you. Let me be quite candid. It's time that rather than having the Ford Foundation and Brookings and Carnegie take the lead, the Georgetown, and the group of Pennsylvania is pretty good too.
That's right.
I think we ought to play our people. Don't you agree?
Well, we should.
You find a way that whether it's speakers or others that you want or writers, we'll play your outfit. And you can help us.
And Mr. President,
well, you believe in the right thing.
That's right. And along those lines, I've been talking with Bill about the state of some of these. I know you've been having new senators in here, but I think that our center, for example, in a group of senators, more junior people that are not on key committees that are making them knowledgeable, to Williamsburg for weekend, you know, with their wives, but work them down there.
Can you do that?
Yes, we can.
Because part of it?
Well, half of my job is fundraising.
Great.
The other half is the education. But I think we can do a lot of it.
Marvelous idea.
Because our...
You know, basically what you got to do is just put a little backbone in people, isn't it? And if unless they have understanding, they won't have backbone.
That's backbone and knowledge. Because you take this last year, for 6 months, we had one key foreign policy bill or another on the Senate floor with amendments day after day. And we ran out of senators that were knowledgeable to get out there and defend. So this is what we've got to build up.
With people. You know, if you could take young guys, show you that it really is, I've spoken very forward about this. Do you know whether or not the Bud Brown thing was going to work out or not?
Jerry says it will, Mr. President. I'm concerned about it. They haven't elected the chairman yet, and we'll probably this Saturday. The committee on...
Wilson may still go.
He may still go. Jerry is prepared to do battle and fighting on it. I just don't know how the votes would go in a case like that. Bob's been around a long time, got a lot of friends, you know.
I know, but we're all his friends.
Yeah.
But you need a new man there. I mean, and he got, you know, because the candidate, we were talking about candidates. The candidates we had this time were, there were some awful sad apples. Good God, I mean, I was thinking of Connecticut. You just don't, nobody's ever carried Connecticut 60% first to begin with. In many, many, many years, but nobody's ever carried Connecticut by even left 50. I've not carried 155 and swept in all six seats. We only got three.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I found we ran three out of the three candidates didn't deserve to win. They were lousy candidates.
Should have been in New Jersey, too. This time I just wasted an election, in fact.
Man,
months, you know.
Oh, no, a couple months.
Chariots were fighting, and Bud's got his cannon, and they're out locking up boats.
Is Bud the candidate?
Yes, he's eager and aggressive, and he's going to make his calls.
Is your our friend from Tennessee supporting him? Or the
yes, he is, but they've been together already, planning the two of them, even though they weren't elected. Bill was elected today.
Great, Jim. That's great. That's tremendous.
So,
Bill Brown?
Yes.
No. I meant the other guy.
Kirkendall?
Yeah.
Yes, he's working for Bud, too. He thinks it's wrong for Bob Wilson to stay in there. He would have preferred to have been the candidate.
I know.
Yeah. No, he wants him out, too.
Well, I was going to say, is it Aaron when I was in the house? Probably a lower form of life, maybe worse than a lower minister, or even worse than that.
issue, which is going to be still key in the next 4 years. But I would like to see my center sponsor maybe using the Smithsonian facilities for the IMF conference. An annual conference on national security. Now, maybe to have this in March of each year after the various reports are out. Get foreign experts, and I
right, think you have that kind of conference. I will give you here, we'll furnish the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense.
That'd be wonderful.
Give you all three.
I think if some of these people like Simon were forced to debate in that atmosphere, they'd back up in some of their positions.
Well, the point is, yeah, and then let them debate too, but we'll give you the,
that'd be
we'll give you the top people, and then bring in people around them. But remember, don't let a foundation just be out there raising money and writing tomes to gather dust on shelves. But let's face it, how does the left, how do the unilateralist armors, how do the Peace and Enterprise Group use their foundation? Do you know how they use it? How does John Gardner use his? He uses it for political purposes. What they call advocacy journalism. At the Ford Foundation, at McGeorge Mundy, is in every liberal cause there is. The Brookings Institution, let's face it. I mean, they've got some good men, but Brookings basically is a biased group, isn't it?
That's absolutely.
Sugar is the government in exile, they say.
That's right.
So, you see, we've got to go powers up.
And the Council on Foreign Relations is getting far worse. It's being invaded while Jack McCloy and David Rockefeller.
I'd like you to reiterate one thing, if you would. I'd like that they have a talk with Chuck Colson. Okay? Well, Chuck Colson, the Europe practice law. We work with him. He's going to be very active, and he runs into people, of course, that will raise the money. And also this American Enterprise Institute.
Oh, sure.
I understand that. But he can talk, and maybe they can do a little.
David used to be with the American Enterprise Institute 6 years.